You're listening to the Leadership Pod, episode 23, Creativity, How I Tap into Creative Thinking and How You Can Too. Welcome to the Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan, leadership expert and your guide to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Well, thank you for tuning in again to the Leadership Pod. If you are a new listener, then welcome. I'm delighted to have you here. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, then welcome back. Thank you so much for listening again. I hope you've been enjoying the episodes, and I hope everyone listening will enjoy today's episode. So we are talking about creativity in today's episode. Now, I know a lot of you might be cringing at this word when you hear it. I did too. I never thought of myself as a creative person growing up. I have never been good at art, at drawing, or anything like that, which we would normally link to being creative. You know, you'd normally think of people who are good at drawing, oh, well, that's a creative person. I have never been like that. I remember when I was doing a job interview for an English teaching job in Japan. So I was 21 at that time. I first went to Japan when I was about 19 to study Japanese, and then later on I went back to teach English because I just loved living in Japan so much. Anyway, I was doing a job interview with a teaching school in Japan, and I was asked a question during the interview. The person asked me, "How do you express your creativity?" And I was stumped. I had never been asked this question before. And like I said, I had never thought of myself as a creative person. I was silent. I did not give her an answer for about 1 minute or maybe even 2 minutes. She looked at her watch and she wrote something down. And then I quickly came up with some kind of answer. I thought, Kara, to get this job, you've got to quickly come up with some idea of how you are creative, how you express your creativity. So I blurted out, well, I like to cook, so that's how I express my creativity, okay? And it must have been the right kind of answer she was looking for because I ended up getting that job. But the reason I'm telling you this story is because I have never thought of myself as a creative person, you know, to the extent that I would erase any link to being creative. And I would never, because I was not good at drawing, like I said, or art, I would never think that other things like cooking or writing were creative. And maybe this is something that you can relate to. I think it's very common for people who, especially those who are in the technical field, which you listening, you may be able to relate to that. You may be a very technical person. You might be an accountant, a lawyer, an engineer, a marketer. You might be a very technical person in your job in a very traditional field. This episode is aimed to help you. You who may think that you are not a creative person. So I hope the tips that I'm going to share with you in this episode is going to help you uncover a bit of creative genius so that you can tap into it in the workplace when you need to. Because there are many occasions when you need to be creative in business and even in a traditional field, even in law, even in accounting. There are times you need to be creative and you need to tap into your creative thinking, especially more around if you are doing brainstorming during meetings, if you're throwing around ideas, coming up with new concepts, new ways to deal with problems. That requires you to be creative in your thinking. So creativity is one of the top soft skills that LinkedIn has named for 2020. Now, this is not surprising. Creativity, it is the essence of diverse thinking, of new ideas, of innovation, of problem solving. And given the current business environment all around the world, these skills are in demand and they will continue to be in demand in the future, especially as we become more automated, as AI enters our workplaces and changes the way that we work. Now, in episode 7 of the Leadership Pod, I did talk about the top soft skills for future leaders. That's what the whole episode was about. And I did briefly talk about the impact of automation and AI, and that impact that it will have on the future of work. So if you want to jump over to episode 7 of the Leadership Pod to listen to what I have to say about the impact of automation, AI on the world of work, then head over to that episode once you have finished this one. And I will link to it in the show notes as well. But basically, what I found is that we often lose our creative spirit when we become adults. So we go through school, we go through high school, we start university or college or start a job. We have responsibilities, we have obligations. They are the things that drive us at that time, at that period in our life. We often don't have the mental space to be creative. We don't allow ourselves to be creative. And often we don't have the confidence to be creative either. We're often thinking, well, if I'm creative, you know, what will others think? If I express my creativity, what will others think? Or, you know, I should be attending to these responsibilities and not focusing on being creative. We become too absorbed by the way we should be living our life and what other people will think of us if we don't follow the regular rules of society. So our creative spirit dies as we jump into adulthood, and it's more difficult for us to tap into it when we need to. Now, with a lot of new research that's coming out and reports that are coming out around the top soft skills or important soft skills that are needed for the future of work, people are starting to see that creativity is important. They're starting to see that it is not just about being able to draw well or being able to paint or anything like that. It is about thinking creatively. It is about tapping into that creative streak that all of us had as children, and somehow we've lost it over the years as we have entered adulthood. So we're out of touch with our creative side and we don't really know how to tap into it. Now, for me, as an entrepreneur, I have learned that I am actually a creative person. So I have developed my own website. All the graphics you see, I do myself. The podcast, the YouTube videos, the video courses. I've designed coaching programs, 6 months long coaching programs and workshops for clients. Now, you can't do all of that if you're not a creative person. So I have learned over time through all of this experience that I am a creative person. So I've learned how to tap into my creative energy, and I'm going to share some of the things that I do to get the process started. I'm going to share that with you in this episode in the hope that it will help you tap into your creative genius and your creative thinking as well. So this is how I see the creative process. It comes in three stages. First, there is an input of information, which creates thoughts, which leads to an output of ideas. So there's three stages: input, thoughts, output. Now, this is the process that you need to understand, the creative process, well, how I see it anyway. So how do you input information? Well, this is more around inputting information, new information, ideas, new content into your mind. The input is what you need. And you do this through books, through podcasts, through TV shows, through movies, conversations with people, discussions about different topics, and even social media is a great way to input your mind with new information. So that information turns into thoughts. So you process that information once you have it in your mind. It turns into thoughts. And then it comes out of your mind in the form of conversations, in the form of ideas, in the form of articles or social media content or meetings, and even solving problems. So that's how I see the three-step process for tapping into your creative thinking. Now, what's important here is what you put in your mind, what you feed yourself with, it impacts your creativity to a large degree. Most people feed their mind with the same stuff all the time. Their life is routine. They watch the same things. They listen to the same things. They speak to the same people about the same things. They have no variety in their life, no variety of input going into their mind. So what does this lead to? This leads to the same thoughts all the time because you're being exposed to the same input. And it leads to the same kind of output. So you don't come up with creative ideas, with new ideas, with innovative ideas. And if you want to change this process, and if you want to change the output of being more creative and have new ideas, then you need to change what you put in your mind. You need to change what you feed your mind with at the beginning of this whole process of input, thoughts, output. So this is the way that I see the creative process going. Now, what do I do to ensure I put in my mind new things, new ideas, new content to trigger the process of being creative? Well, there are five things that I do I'm going to share with you right now. The first is I expose myself to things that are new and different. So no more routine. You don't have to do this all the time, but you do need to spend a portion of your day or a portion of your week exposing yourself to new ideas and new things or new people. So it doesn't mean you have to go bungee jumping or do anything super adventurous like that, but it's really just about getting out of your routine, getting out of your normal habit that does tend to stifle us. Because what happens if you are in your routine? Well, your minds aren't challenged anymore. Your mind isn't challenged. You need to break that routine and you need to do things that you've never done. So for me, what this is consume content that's outside of what I usually consume. So read books that you normally read, go to online publications that you wouldn't normally visit, read magazines that you wouldn't normally read, listen to podcasts you wouldn't normally listen to, watch movies you wouldn't normally watch, conversations with new people. So find new people to have conversations with, and that will trigger new conversation topics. You'll learn new things there. And also connecting with people on social media who you may not usually connect with. So a bit outside of the norm there, outside of your routine, because you can learn things from them, from what they post, or even from the direct messages you might exchange with those people. So going to podcasts, so that is how I consume a lot of my content, it's through podcasts. Whenever I listen to a new podcast, I always walk away with a bunch of ideas and angles that I want to pursue that I probably never thought of before I actually listened to that podcast. Reading books is another way that I get new ideas and new input. So simply reading things that you wouldn't normally read, it ignites curiosity and it gets you thinking more creatively. So this could be nonfiction books, it could be novels. If you are somebody who reads nonfiction books most of the time, well, try your hand at reading novels. Or if you do read a lot of novels and you read the same genre all the time, try something different. Maybe you don't usually read thrillers. Maybe you don't usually read detective stories. You know, try something different. Fill your mind with new thoughts and new ideas. Another thing I came across, and this is something I've picked up a number of people do on social media and they share posts about it, they have conversations with new people, people they have never met before, they've never spoken to before. And I'm actually thinking of one person in particular who has set a goal of having 500 lunches with strangers over what period of time, I'm not quite sure, probably 2 years, but you know, 500 lunches with strangers, and you would learn so much information by having 500 lunches with people, 500 different conversations, new conversations with people over that period of time. So all of these things you can do to give yourself a different type of input, to fill your mind with different thoughts, with new innovative thoughts leading to a different output. Now, the second tip I'm going to share with you is to keep a creative notepad or a journal. So when you have those ideas in your mind through your conversations, through things you've read or listened to, you need to keep them. You don't want to lose those ideas, because those ideas, you know, they could be triggered at any time. I find ideas can just pop up in my mind at any moment. So I always keep a journal or make sure I have a text file on my computer or even on my phone to just record those thoughts and the ideas that I have, because they really do come unexpectedly. And that journal that you have, it can be a place where you hold your innovative ideas, where you hold your wisdom, where you hold your observations, or even your inspiring words to push you and propel you further toward the process of creative thinking. And what's important here is you do need to keep it close to you at all times. So for me, I am always on my laptop, on my computer. So it's easy for me to just open up a text file and to write down those thoughts. Other people may be on the go, so they may choose to have an app on their phone, a little notepad app on their phone. Others may choose to be very traditional and keep a written journal. Personally, I do like written journals, and I do use a combination of both a written journal and my laptop, a text file on my laptop. But whatever works for you, you know, the important thing is that you keep it close. It's easily accessible. So when those ideas come, you can quickly grab it and write down those ideas so you don't lose them. The third idea I want to share with you is something called morning pages. Now, this is from a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. Now, I don't know if you've read that book or not, but it has a brilliant idea in it about the concept of morning pages. It's basically a tool for creative awakening. That's what she refers to it as. And the idea here is that every morning, before you do anything else, you write 3 pages of long handwriting every morning to just brain dump, basically, all of the ideas, all of the thoughts that you have. And nothing is wrong here. There's nothing silly. There's nothing wrong or too petty to include in your morning pages. You basically include whatever it is in your mind when you wake up. And the purpose of that is to calm you down, to cheer you up, to help minimize those challenges or the stresses that you might be confronting that day, and to console yourself as well, basically emptying your mind with any kind of distractions or negative thoughts that could come in the way and block creative thinking or your creative process. And by doing this brain dumping, the 3 pages of writing every morning, it opens your mind up and it leads to more space, mental space for creative thinking. So try that if you think that that is something that's going to work for you. 3 pages, first thing in the morning, do a brain dump of everything that is on your mind. Now, the fourth idea that I want to share with you is to ask questions to become curious. Now, I love this one because it is not something, asking questions isn't something that I did growing up. I'd never asked a lot of questions. In class, I was always the quiet one, and even if I didn't understand something, I would rarely ask the teacher a question. So I learned to not ask questions. But as an adult, I have learned, especially as becoming a leadership coach, I have learned that asking questions is critically important. And especially when I started in the area of coaching people, I learned that in order to run the sessions, I needed to ask questions, and I needed to ask really good questions to get that person thinking about the issue or the challenge that they were facing. So asking questions, it basically gets you into the habit of triggering your curiosity. It puts you in active mode. So instead of being passive all the time and taking in information all the time, it gets you active, gets you thinking about things. And the two most important questions that will help you trigger your creative thinking process that work for me, especially during my coaching sessions, is asking why and asking what if. So those two questions will train you to be curious. They will train you to look for deeper thoughts and for deeper insights and more meaning into what people are telling you. And I'm sure you will be surprised at what new information and new insights you uncover when you start using this process. So when you go to your next business meeting, so most of you listening are in business, most of you are working for a company, I encourage you to go to your next business meeting with a question mindset, with a curious mindset, and start asking more questions. Start asking why. Start asking what if. And if you do this in a team environment, in front of your coworkers, it will make you look like a creative thinker. It will make you look like somebody who is leading the conversation and leading the meeting and leading people to uncovering more depth and more intelligence in what they are talking about. It is a fantastic skill to have, especially if you're facing a problem and you need to somehow solve that problem or solve that challenge. So asking why and what if to become curious are fantastic skills to have. Number five, really quickly, this one is exercise. Now, it's probably, you might think it's out of left field, but exercise is extremely important. For me, this is a non-negotiable. So every morning when I get up, the very first thing I do after I've drunk a few glasses of water is I do about 15 minutes of exercise, a combination of yoga and, you know, cardio as well. And then after that, I do 5 minutes of positive visualization. So this is my regular morning routine. So just like the morning pages, it's a great way of clearing your mind of any kind of negative thoughts that you might have woken up with and opening it up so you have more space for creative thinking. And by doing exercise, it also releases endorphins. So it gives you more energy, it gives you more happiness, and it gives you more positive energy for the day ahead. So the result of these five steps is that you fill your mind. The input you need to put in your mind is new and exciting, which leads to new thoughts, new ideas, new content, and it leads you to a more creative output. It leads you to more creative thinking because you have those new thoughts, you have those new ideas, and you have those new concepts that you want to explore with your team or even on your own. But the idea is that it has to start somewhere. The creative process has to start somewhere. And you do that by exposing yourself to new things, new conversations, new ideas, new books, new people, even new places. So there are my ideas on how you can ignite your creative process and how I do it for my business to come up with new podcast episodes or YouTube videos or even new courses or even to work with my coaching clients. So I've come across some people who don't like to look for outside content to be creative. They think that to be creative, you need to find it within yourself. But I believe exposing yourself to outside content, outside ideas is essential. You can't be creative in a vacuum. It's not possible. You need exposure to new ideas, to new people, to new content in order to be creative and to come up with your own creative thinking. So I hope this episode has given you some ideas on where you can start if you want to improve with your creative thinking for your future of work, because you are one of those leaders who know that creativity is one of the top soft skills for the future of work. As I mentioned, go back to episode 7 of the Leadership Pod, where I talk about the top soft skills for future leaders to learn about how the world of work is changing. I will link to that in the show notes. I will also link to the book, The Artist's Way, so you can read a bit more about that if you're interested in the topic of morning pages and to see what else the author has to say about being creative. So that is all from me for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode on creativity. It's a bit out of the norm of what I usually focus on. So let me know by email or even a LinkedIn message if we're connected, whether you like this episode or not. I hope you did enjoy this episode. Don't forget to go over to YouTube and check out my new videos and also subscribe. Hit the notification bell if you want to be notified of every new video I release. Now, next week's episode is about how to get your team to speak up in meetings. So I have recorded a couple of episodes already on how you as an individual leader can speak up more in meetings to help you build the confidence. But for this next week's episode, I'm flipping it around and I am focusing on how you as a leader of a team can encourage your team to speak up more. And it's great if you have people who are more introverted in your team and those who are more extroverted, because the introverted people may not get heard as much as they should. So anyway, that will be next week's episode. I hope you enjoy that one. Thank you again for listening to this one, and I hope you have a fantastic week. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on iTunes or on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues. Remember, they might benefit from these insights too. And I would love to hear from you via my website or social media. You can leave a note at executive-impressions.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.